The Art of Woo, Using Strategic Persuasion to Sell Your Ideas, author G. Richard Schell, Mario Musa. It is a relationship-based persuasion, a strategic process for getting people's attention, pitching your ideas, and obtaining approval for your plans and projects. In short, it's one of the most important skills for any entrepreneur, employee, or professional manager whose work requires them to rely on influence and persuasion rather than coercion and force. Success depends on how well you sell. The trick isn't getting people to buy things they don't need, but rather to help them see things your way. The four steps to follow in order to woo. Step number one, survey your situation. See yourself, your idea, your goals, and your organizational challenges with crystal clarity. Step number two, confront the five barriers. Consider the obstacles that pose the greatest risks to a successful influence encounter. Negative or ambiguous relationships, poor credibility, communication mismatches. This relates to your audience's preferred style or channel of communication. Hostile belief systems. Conflicting interests. Effective idea sellers focus on the other party's interests. Step number three, make your pitch. Provide your audience with good reasons to accept. Step number four, secure your commitments. The final step of the woo process completes the cycle by taking you from the agreement stage to the concrete commitments you need to turn your ideas into action.
Start with you. Persuasion styles. To start this journey towards other perspectives, you must start with self-awareness. First, let's discuss the six main channels of awareness that provide the means for most idea-selling messages. Six main channels of awareness. 1. Interest-based persuasion. This can be found in negotiations. The essence of this persuasion channel is inducement, not trading. 2. Authority. You're using authority-based persuasion whenever you appeal to your formal position or authoritative rules or policies as a means of getting others to agree with your proposal.
3. Politics. You are using the political persuasion channel whenever you acknowledge that appearances may be as important as substance in your idea-selling strategy. 4. Rationality. In using this channel to persuade, you must be prepared to engage in debate. Different people come to very different conclusions about the same evidence based on their respective needs and biases. 5. Inspiration and emotion, the vision channel. Visionary persuasion attempts to evoke emotions such as hope, desire, or team spirit to motivate you to adopt an attitude or to take a particular action. 6. Relationships. A positive relationship favorably predisposes an audience toward your message, while a negative one distorts almost everything an idea seller says. Connect your ideas to people. Stepping stones. Everything starts with an idea. Here, you'll be given 5 stages in generating ideas. Define the problem you're trying to solve, but not so narrowly that it creates obstacles blocking out creative ideas, and don't define it so broadly that you'll be overflooded with irrelevant data. Research relentlessly with a reference to a defined problem is extremely helpful when cooking up a new idea. Let it cook. This is a crucial stage that needs patience. Being alert as good ideas will start to come at odd moments. Take the raw material of your new idea, turn it over in your head, adapt it, share it with others, and get feedback. The polishing process is most of the times never complete, as there is always room for improvement. Build relationships and credibility. Relationships give people a level of trust and confidence in each other, facilitating communication and making it easier to cooperate. Take the time to meet face to face. If that's not possible to do, then take time to compose careful messaging via email or phone use. respect their beliefs, a common language. Your success as a persuader depends on your ability to find the channel your audience is tuned to, and then communicate using appropriate language. Listen to your audience. Gather as much information as you can on the thought processes, values, and preferences of each person in your stepping stone strategy. Because even with a given corporate culture, the people there have their own individual way of processing information and concepts, beliefs and values. If your idea clashes with a core belief of your audience, you can find some cures for that. Be persistent. Shift audiences. Break your idea into small bites that demand less commitment. Position your idea around a deeper core value. The stages of negotiation. Inside organizations, such things as budgets, hiring authority, control over programs and project assignments are often subject to some form of bargaining and negotiating. Preparing to negotiate involves checking off six key elements. They are how each person's bargaining style may affect the process, your goals and bottom lines, the standards and norms that the parties will bring to the table, the background relationship you have with your counterpart, whether shared or conflicting interests dominate the situation, and which party enjoys the advantage in terms of leverage. Then stage two, probing, is the reciprocal exchange of information about the problem under discussion. After that comes proposing. It begins with the first concrete proposal that offers a solution to the issue in conflict. Make it memorable. There are six specific pathways for grabbing your audience's attention and keeping them firmly focused on your idea. Make it vivid. Put your heart into it. Tell a story. Personalize it. Make it a puzzle. People in general like mental challenges. Look for puzzles embedded within the problems you're trying to help them solve. Build bridges with analogies and metaphors. You need to start talking to your audience about something they understand first, before proceeding into things they don't understand. Close the sale, commitments and politics. In closing an ideal sale, you must first get decision makers who are at rest to move in your desired direction. Then, through persistence, you must add organization push to maintain your idea's momentum, so it will stay in motion in the same direction, eventually becoming reality. The problems you can face in closing a deal could come from internal forces that work against change, fear of the unknown, competing interests, and organizational politics. The following are some political moves to make. Move number one. Find a simple theme that captures your idea. To succeed in politics, you need a slogan. A simple theme allows people to remember it and pass it on to others. Move number two. Get your idea on the agenda. Create a sense of urgency. There are more ideas to go around than there are places on an agenda, so it works best to show that your idea addresses an urgent need. Move number three. Score small wins early and broadcast them widely. Create a fanfare for your ideas, which will give your idea momentum. Move number four, form key alliances to broaden your base. It is especially helpful at the beginning to form alliances with three key people, those who have the power to decide, fund, and implement. Move number five, be flexible, respond and adjust. Once your idea gains momentum, it will take on a life of its own. When this happens, you must show flexibility if it is to survive. Move number six, lock it in. You need to lock the idea into organizational matrix through budget lines, job descriptions, incentives, and other standard operating procedures. Move number seven, secure appropriate credit. As you follow through your political moves, you should consider how to get the credit you deserve for the ideas you generate. You must try to balance between not getting due credit and being seen as a pushy self-promoter. Whether you're selling products or ideas, the success of your business is based on how well you sell, and how well you sell is based on how well you can woo others over to your side.